I can't believe you compared me to, what did you compare me to?
A wonderful laxative.
I've been compared to a lot of things and called a lot of things in my life, but a wonderful laxative.
Because when we do these podcasts, you know, you could just do something. We're just sitting there and something just happens.
Wow. I don't know what you had for lunch today, but that's a very interesting and very confusing analogy.
Complimentary.
I'll take it as a compliment. Like I said, I've been called worse. Hi there. It's Listen and Learn or Not, the podcast about a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing. And my name's AJ. I almost said mornings, but I'm back on afternoons.
Woo!
I am no longer tired and exhausted, as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. And I felt like I was whining a little bit about it, but I was getting up at 3 a.m. I was so tired by the time we started doing this.
You were a zombie for several months, it seemed like.
And I'm just, I feel so much better. It's amazing what an extra few hours of sleep will do for the mind, body, and soul.
And for you to say that, you never complain, AJ.
Well,
never.
This voice, this new voice that you're hearing on the mic, and we've actually talked about you a few times on our podcast here and there.
Sorry.
Your name came in a good way.
Yeah.
We never referred to you as a wonderful laxative or anything like that. Not
That's
quite
a good
that good.
Thing, AJ.
But this is our dear friend Lori Hardy, who I'll tell you right now, you are the queen of all trades. And I've worked with Lori now for, believe it or not, 5 years. Crazy. And I feel like we've gone through some wars together. I mean, we've been through it all here at this radio station.
Well, my favorite was when you announced.
Oh, when we did the announcement.
It made me cry.
For my, when I did the announcement on the air about my son, my wife is pregnant.
Oh.
We did it live on the air. I didn't tell her ahead of time. And this was
I'm crying like a baby.
Like in the summer of 2014. And I said, you know, I got a surprise. We'll talk about it on the air, unveil it. You know, I don't want to tell you about it until I mention it on the air, get your reaction. And I brought her to tears on the air.
Oh, that is sweet.
So my son, who is now four and a half, and this is just, you know, to show you how long we've been working together. So very happy to have Lori on the podcast with us.
Yeah, Lori.
And like I said, the queen of all trades, this woman, just talking with you and getting to know you over the past few years. Run down just a few of the jobs you've had in your life.
I was a school bus driver. Did you know that?
I do.
No,
I do.
I don't
put it this way. I don't think there are many jobs that Lori hasn't had.
There you go. Maybe you narrow down. What haven't you done?
Yeah, right.
Just give us a laundry list of jobs.
Let's see. Well, recently I opened a day center for homeless women in Everett, and that has been, I have learned so much. And then I worked as a recruiter for foster parents, and I'm a foster grandma. Got 3 foster adopt kids. And real fun, heart-rendering, but fun.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, you've had, from your earlier years, what a list of jobs. Because I just find it fascinating how many different things you've done. I'm like, oh, you know, so-and-so does this. Oh, I had that job one time.
And you're probably thinking, oh, right. Let's see. Well, I've always been a life coach. I worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters. That was awesome. Getting mentors for teens and getting teens to mentor elementary school kids. That was
great. Cool. Yeah. Now, as you can tell, Lori does a lot of good. She's all about helping others. And we're going to get to more on that in just a bit in your life coaching skills. You have a book out, right? You have how many books do you?
Oh, how many? Just one. Did
just
not
one?
See that coming.
Okay. All right. Well, and it's a very, very well done book and a very helpful book. And with you helping all these people, I thought it'd be kind of cool if we brought you on here to share some of your knowledge and expertise with some of our listeners. And we actually have some pretty good stuff lined up. But we'll get more with Lori here in just a bit. We'll dive into the serious stuff. But now, 3 things that you need to know. And I know, Anna, you brought this up right away. You were excited about the Blazers last night, the big basketball game.
Yeah, I'm not really a big NBA.
Look closer.
NBA watcher, but you know, I think we happened to see the last quarter, and I think wasn't Oklahoma winning till the very last second, and then suddenly
it was back and forth and back and forth,
yeah.
And Portland Blazers pulled it out on a miraculous shot by Damian Lillard, almost from half court. And that was their first series win in a very long time.
Yeah.
And more importantly, for especially the people here in Seattle, mm-hmm. the team that they beat, Oklahoma City, used to be the Seattle Sonics.
Right.
So nobody right. likes nobody mm-hmm. likes here likes Oklahoma City because that's where the Sonics went. So mm-hmm. the fact that they beat them in Portland in the Northwest has kind of been a big story around here, and I thought it was pretty cool that you brought that up right away.
Yeah.
And I want to stick real quick to the sports thing. I don't want to make this a sports talk show as much
as much as I could.
My favorite NFL player, one of my favorites of all time. I'm born and raised in Ohio, I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but my favorite football player to not wear a Steeler uniform, Marshawn Lynch, officially retired today.
Oh, I didn't know this.
So, yeah, he officially called it quits. He retired briefly when he was here in Seattle a few years ago, and then he decided to go home and play down in Oakland for the Raiders for a couple of years, and he had a bunch of injury problems. So today he made it official. The day after his birthday, he is officially retiring, and he's done with the NFL, and I just wanted to say, Marshawn Lynch, I love you.
Marshawn,
I love the man.
Happy birthday.
He
happy birthday.
Was, yes, belated. And to watch him play all those years was so cool. He was just awesome. And his interviews, he didn't say a lot, but, man, he was funny. He was just a fascinating character. And to see him, you know, since he's left Seattle and kind of on this road to retirement, he's been doing more interviews like with Conan, late night talk shows and doing that sort of stuff. So his personality is super, and everything he's done for the kids back in Oakland is awesome. And all the stuff he did here in Seattle for the youth around here, I went, you know, unnoticed because he didn't really bring it to the spotlight. But Marshawn Lynch retiring, a class act, and I've been watching Marshawn Lynch videos all day today. So
that's... Well, I'm going to eat a lot of Skittles today.
Yeah, so, Skittles. That's what it was all about.
You know, he's known for not talking, so I wondered if he's going to pick up a public speaking career now.
Well, he's been doing a lot more talking towards retirement. That's interesting. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all. There's actually a real... You guys ever watch Bear Grylls? You know who Bear Grylls is? He's like an adventurer. He goes all these crazy places
with
and does
bears?
Different things. And no, his name is just Bear Grylls. But he's wrestled bears before, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
But he took Marshawn Lynch on a big trip around the world with him, and he got to do all these like cliff diving and all this crazy stuff that you would never expect him to do. And it's really hilarious. If you want to Google it or YouTube Bear Grylls with Marshawn Lynch, watch that. It's really funny. All right, now we're talking about some sweet stuff. I got this here from McDonald's. They're adding a new dessert. It's called, let me get this straight here, it's called the Stroop Waffle McFlurry. Yeah,
ooh.
It's a vanilla soft serve dessert, which has caramel waffle cookies, caramel sauce, and peanuts.
We'll be right back.
And that's at McDonald's. You guys want to go grab some?
Yeah.
That sounds really good. I would try that.
Now, between that and this other new product that's coming out, which would you rather try? There are coffee-infused gummy bears from a company called Sugarfina. Each has 60 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same amount as a double shot of espresso. So there's a lot of caffeine in these things. So I think I'd go with the gummy bears because I'm addicted to caffeine, especially since I was doing mornings. I'm like almost immune to it now.
But remember the last gummy bear debacle?
What was that?
The sugar-free gummy bears? You don't remember?
No, I don't.
Well, talking about the laxative, that's pretty much what happened, and all these kids were, remember that?
I don't remember that.
So there's laxatives in the gummy bears?
Well, no, but because the sugar-free, whatever was sugar-free in them, caused that to happen.
Oh, the ingredient instead of the real sugar.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, that was a few years ago. It was all over the news.
Well, they always say that. You're better off just eating the real sugar and the real cream and the real, you know, because a lot of times you go fat-free or sugar-free. That stuff's worse for you than anything else.
Except for stevia.
Stevia.
Honey. Honey is good.
Honey.
Except for honey.
All right. Anna D., you are married. Lori, you have been married.
Mm-hmm.
I am married. We'll talk more about
What's going on here? What do you want to know?
Well,
what's your point? a
new survey by the Wall Street Journal revealed that one in four people have rejected a whoopee-making session in order to binge-watch shows on Netflix.
This is Anna's department.
Have you ever just said no just so you can watch reruns of The Office? Because I know you love The Office as much as I do. I have. I ain't gonna lie.
Or Game of Thrones.
Or said like, oh, honey, I'm just so tired, or I'm exhausted, or I got a headache. You wait till he goes to sleep, and then you flip on the old Netflix. And
she's not saying much, but look how red her face is right now.
Oh my goodness. It happens. Sometimes you're just not in the mood and you just kind of, you know.
Wait a minute. Who's not in the mood?
So you're saying you're in the mood all the time?
I'm not in the mood all the time. But when the opportunity presents itself, because with the kids, you know, when they're awake and stuff, you know.
Oh, sure.
Not easy. So
if the kids are asleep, you're just exhausted. You're dying to watch this show. And the husband comes up and says, hey, baby.
You know what? I think I would never turn it down.
I have turned it down. I've done this.
Have?
I've done this before. Not very often.
What's wrong with you, man?
I've done it. But you know what? I haven't done it a lot. I will say that.
Okay.
But
so
sometimes,
sorry,
you
Nicole.
Just, sometimes you just got to.
Sleep.
Have a little time. You know
have
what I mean?
Time.
You gotta have a little me time.
To Netflix.
Netflix, yes.
You can. Okay, everyone, I'm sorry. Soapbox here, but Netflix shows are there forever. You can watch it at any time. Why?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be now when honey is going, okay?
Well, it's just
I am ready. Late
in the day. You're just exhausted. Are you never too tired to have sex?
Well, see, that's the thing. If you're tired, it's a different thing.
Well, that's
but
the
if
thing.
You're doing it because of Netflix,
oh, well, that's
I'm
why I did it.
I
did it because I was exhausted. I just didn't want to do anything. I was just like, I just want to do this. But
see,
So
this was a short period of time during your morning hour when you were working mornings, right? That's the only time this ever happened because you were exhausted?
Yes. Yes, of course. Yes.
I'm calling Nicole.
We love you, Nicole.
And it actually, this leads in.
I got a good idea. Why don't you do it while Netflix is
oh, just kind of put on the show. And then see, that's a great way to. That's just problem solving right there.
There
right?
you go.
Right?
So when Dwight Schrute introduces everyone to
Although,
his beet farm.
Man, what a mood killer that would be, though. You know what I mean? That'd be a mood killer.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. But that actually, speaking of in the bed, have you been hearing about these sleep divorces that have been picking up?
Sleep divorces.
That is when married couples have decided to sleep in separate beds because of maybe, you know, someone snores too much or they're a bed sheet hog, blanket hog.
Or one's hot and
one's cold.
One's hot, one's too cold. So they just to get a good night's rest because we all know how important a good night's rest is, right?
Yeah. I thought that was just for old people.
They sleep in
like
separate
in the shows,
beds.
TV shows, you see the old 60s shows.
Well, that's Lucy and Desi. They couldn't sleep in the same bed. It was FAA. They couldn't FCC.
What was this?
Lucy and Desi Arnaz. They had to sleep in separate
what
beds.
What show was that?
Yeah. I Love Lucy. Don't you remember? They had separate beds.
I never watched I Love Lucy.
That was before the FCC loosened up a little bit.
Oh, really?
Mm. Oh, so they didn't even let people like sleep
on
in
TV.
The old on TV?
No.
So what did Mr. and Mrs. Brady do? Did they have separate beds too?
I think in the 70s when that happened, I think it was okay then.
Yeah, it was a little more scandalous then.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yo, yeah. Smell. It was.
But I always thought it was old people. You know when you go to visit people and they want to give you a tour of their house? It's like if they're a certain age, they're like, this is his room and this is my room.
Yeah, see, I snore. My wife tells me I snore sometimes, but I don't think I could do that.
Right.
I don't think, but a lot of people are almost 40% of people are saying that the survey said
that's
that they do sleep in separate rooms because you know you do what you got to do beforehand and then you just go in your own separate rooms, you get a good night's rest, you're all fresh in the morning. But I don't know, there's just something about at the end of the day getting close to you know the one you love and just kind of snuggling together and going to sleep. I don't know, that's just me, but these sleep divorces are really catching on.
Really? Well, what are the reviews of that? Is it 5 stars? I mean, like, are people like, yes, I am getting so much more sleep than I did when I was with him?
Well, that's what they're saying because, you know, a lot of the people are saying the reasons are snoring was the number one reason. One wiggles too much in their sleep. One's too hot, too cold, blanket hog. Those are the main reasons why people are doing it.
So I'm not going to lie. Being single for so long, I keep things on the other side of my bed, so it feels like I have somebody
in there with me. I don't think I would like sleeping in separate beds.
Yeah, I don't think that would be for me either. But there are people that that are doing it. I was kind of curious to know what you guys thought about.
Golly, I'm just thinking, like, if it was a wiggle thing, you know, are there like the sleep? What's it called? Those ones where you can have separate beds, but it's together still.
Oh yeah, there's like the adjustable
sleep
beds,
mattress or something.
Yeah,
sleep number, I think.
Yeah, those are like $8,000 a pop. I mean,
it might be worth it to save your relationship.
That's true.
I mean, and if you're thinking the way, because I'm thinking the same way you are, it's kind of like, I don't know, that doesn't seem like really nice to sleep separately from your.
It's an interesting concept. It really is. But it seems to be catching on, these sleep divorces. I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
The snoring thing, though. I mean, you don't want, who wants to sleep with their earplugs on?
Yeah.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
Or,
sorry, AJ.
Or someone that farts.
Okay, now we're talking your language.
They do the old Dutch oven. Well, that's reason to switch beds right there.
Right. You know, when my husband does the Dutch oven, it's the worst thing ever, and I get so mad at him. But he laughs because he thinks I'm not really mad,
right.
But I'm truly mad. So my get back at him is I will take some perfume, and it's expensive perfume, $70, bottle, and I spray it all over the room. All over the room. And then he gets mad at me.
Whoa.
Maybe we do need separate beds.
$70. Just get some Febreze. It's a lot cheaper for $5.99.
No, it's not enough. It's not going to last.
It doesn't prove your point. It doesn't make your point, right? It's all about making your point.
Right. Point.
Well, speaking of gas, gas prices
good transition.
It's ridiculous. I paid $42. I have a 2002, mind you, Ford Escape. $42, and it didn't fill up my tank.
Oh, no.
And it was just my gas light was on, so it was pretty close to being fully empty. And I put $42 in there, and it still wasn't completely full. It took me almost $45 to fill up my tank of gas. It's like 13 gallons.
How much did it cost you to fill it up before, like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, man. A couple weeks ago, it was in the 30s.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like 35, 36, 38, mid, upper 30s.
Oh, wow.
And now we're at $45. And they're saying that gas prices are going to be going up another 10 to 12 cents and even more here, because it seems like it's more expensive here than it is in the other parts of the country. It could be going up another 10 to 12 cents. And I don't even care about the reasoning because I think it's all crocky. You know what?
Well, it's always right before summer when everyone wants to take road trips, right?
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
I know this.
And I can't imagine, taking a road trip now. I mean, if you're going to go somewhere, not only do you have to pay for a hotel, not only do you have to pay for, food, now you got to pay all this extra for gas.
And then separate beds.
And then separate beds. You got to get another room in the hotel. Yeah, I paid like $370, I think it was, the other day. $370 is going to go up to, it's creeping up to $4 again.
I've seen it at $4.
Where?
I think it was in Everett. I was just in California, and that was actually a little cheaper.
That was cheaper than California, huh?
No, California was cheaper than us.
I am moving.
You better not.
What? Well, so what do you think? I mean, I think Lori had a good point. It does seem to happen just before summer
every year.
Everybody's going to go do a road trip or go camping or do vacation. What is that?
And it seems like last year, I don't know, last couple of years when it's happened, I haven't noticed it as much. Like I think for some reason it was higher in the spring, and now it's getting to the ridiculous point.
Yeah.
Like this will stop me from going places.
Yeah. Well, and I think what happens is they jack it up so much, and then you have a summer, you get used to it, then they take it down 3 cents, and we're like, yay!
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah. We're just going to have to bike places now.
That's it. There's more excuse to bike.
Use transit.
Yep. We're going to go to Idaho for a family vacation, but we're biking, honey.
Bill Max on his little three-wheeler.
Yeah, he's got his training wheels. Yeah. It might take us a month and a half to get there, but we'll get there. Oh, boy. Thanks for hanging us. Oh, boy. Thanks for hanging with us on the Listen and Learn or Not podcast. AJ, Anna D, Lori Hardy here. Now, Lori is a life coach who has a book out. The book is called, once again,
Did Not See That Coming.
And I think there's a lot of really, really, if you get a chance to check that out, where can someone find that book?
Oh, anywhere you can find a book. I think the library and on Amazon.
And one more time, the name?
Did Not See That Coming. Hope for the Single Parent, but it's really for anybody who's had a Did Not See That Coming moment.
Okay, and I think we have a Did Not See That Coming moment right here. We got a text in, actually, from Jamie in Ording. She says, I'm caught in the middle of a family dilemma. Those are never fun.
No.
It's between her daughter and her grandson. Now, every time that he does something wrong, her daughter flicks him in the face, like in the forehead with her finger, just flicks him to correct his behavior. Now, her daughter started doing that after seeing her best friend use it on her son. That worked, so she thought it worked. And now the grandma hates it. She doesn't like it. She doesn't think it's right. And she even thinks that the kid doesn't deserve it more times than not. He looks to her to defend him. She feels caught in the middle because she wants to defend him, but it's also not her son to do the disciplining. She doesn't want to, you know, upset her daughter. Her question was, is flicking a good way to discipline a child? And whose side should I take, my grandson or my daughter's?
Have you ever flicked your kids?
No.
Have you ever flicked your kids?
I've never flicked. I've wanted to flick a few times. I ain't gonna lie. There are some times they'll push those buttons, but we haven't flicked.
My dad actually used to flick us. Right in the air. Just walk by and flick us. And we're like, what? What do we do?
Now,
how do you feel? I didn't like it.
I got spanked.
Yeah, I got spanked. Yeah. I got spanked.
Did you get spanked too?
Oh, yeah.
We all got spanked.
I'd rather flicked than spanked.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get a flicking than spanking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, this best friend of hers, what other kind of shenanigans she's picking up from her.
Well, I think it's grandma's fault.
Yeah, let's always blame the grandma. Well, you know, this is a classic case of, it's called triangulation. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
Yeah, so it's when one person inserts themselves into a problem. And that's why the family dynamics are hard, because somebody wants to insert themselves. So really, if grandma wants to do a good job, grandma, you want to do a good job, teach that boy to speak up for himself and let mom know how he feels. Because if you do it, you're just going to make her mad, and she's going to start flicking you.
Whoa. And that's actually some good advice right there.
Very good advice.
Very nice.
It was different from mine.
What was your advice going to be?
Start flicking the mom.
Start flicking the mom.
Flick back.
You like it? You like it? You like that? Flick, flick, flick. Flick, flick, flick.
Leave me alone!
But yeah, now in this day and age where spanking is so taboo, it was the second nature of us. And I don't know. I keep going back and forth with Max. I mean, I've put him on his bottom a couple times, you know, whacked him on his bottom when he needed it. Nothing too crazy, but that's the way I was brought up. Now, we don't really necessarily want to make that a habit, but I think there's some times where it's, you know, appropriate.
Well, and
as long as you're not beating your kid. I mean,
well, that's why it started, because people were, you know, beating their kids. So now they've taken it away from people that would use it in a good way. But, you know, here's the thing. My son, my youngest, he was a wild child. And so I caught myself spanking his butt saying, don't hit people.
Yeah.
And I went, oh,
right,
man.
Right.
Oh, man. There it is right there.
Exactly. It's like, wait a minute. How are we sending this message?
Right.
And that's what it's all about. But I just remember the little bit of fear that I had for my parents.
Yeah.
And I think that a little bit of fear is okay. I think it's good for a child to fear the parent, not to the point where they're terrified, but I think to the point where, hey, you know what? If I do this, there's going to be punishment for this.
Right. And when you think about parking lots and kids getting taken, you want the kid to hear you when you say stop.
Or right.
When you know, and if it takes a SWAT to get them to really realize stop means stop, then I'm all for it.
I think my problem with this whole flicking thing is the fact that it's in the face and in the head. I don't think I think if you're, and I'm not trying to parent anyone, because it's hard. Parenting is hard. It's hard
easy.
Work. And, you know, we're all doing the best we can.
Yeah.
And even, you know, even the flicker here, you know, they're doing the best you can. And but I think avoiding like the face and the head, I wouldn't really probably recommend that.
I think use your words, Mom.
Don't be such a mother flicker.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at Anna D here.
Sorry, man.
She's got them coming left and right today.
Well, and remember in our day, you didn't sass your parent. You didn't talk back.
Yeah.
And I now have three foster grandkids who have come through the system who have, you know, you've got to be gentle.
Yep.
It's just, you've got to be firm but gentle. And so they're questioning everything that they're told. And I love them so much, but I'm sitting there going, oh, my goodness, my kids would never talk to me like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, you know, you're because your kids probably had a little bit of that fear, right? They know I'm not talking to mom like that.
Right. And with a foster kid, the last thing you want to do is install fear because they've already got it. So it was really interesting for me to see, because I think my son-in-law and daughter are really great with kids, to see how they responded, because my inclination was, you know, wanting to just nip that right in the bud with a SWAT or something.
Sure.
And, you know, so I think it is interesting how you have to kind of go in the back door and think differently.
In my 4+ years of being a parent, I have come to find it is without a doubt the hardest job that I've ever had. And I know, Anna, you have 2.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy.
It's
and Laura,
not.
You raised three
on
kids
my own.
On your own.
On your own.
Mm-hmm. Bless your heart.
Yeah,
I don't know how you did
seriously.
It. I don't know how you did it. But, you know, like I said, I think we leave this topic with as parents. I mean, I don't think it's – you can't really tell anyone how to do something. Everyone has their own way.
You know, it'll be interesting how our kids then, when they have kids, because we're the first generation, I think, that didn't spank or hit, you know, we're the first generation. So raising them with not being hit or spanked or anything like that, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting how they raise their kids. What are they going to do? Is it going to go full circle and they'll start spanking, spanking around? Or are they just going to be like, no, you cannot do that? You know, or is it going to be like Star Trek?
Right.
Star Trek discipline.
What colors are you saying?
Well, I don't think we're going to be doing any flicking anytime soon. That's for sure.
Flicking is kind of funny, though, to me.
You want me to flick you? See how you like it? See how funny it is?
No.
Here, you like that? Pop.
Ow! No!
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. Lori, thank you for stopping by. Lori's going to be part of the podcast each and every week.
Thank
we're going to talk
thank
to her about, you know, like different random things, and we'll have a little topic. And feel free to text in, too. Our text line is 37667. If you have a little situation, a conundrum in your life, it could be about anything. Lori's pretty much got it nailed down and when it comes
now,
to advice.
Now that we have Lori, you know, now you can finally learn something.
Yeah.
You've been listening, but now you can learn.
Exactly. Exactly. So thanks for tuning in again this week. We'll do it again next week on the Listen and Learn or Not podcast.